Hello, hello. There we go.
Fancy lady.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Thanks for showing up today. I appreciate it. I didn't get your questionnaire, so I'm assuming you didn't have time to complete that.
No, I'm sorry. I will get it done.
On things that have transpired, mostly about you and of course about Dad, but really mostly about Delilah. Okay,
right.
To get information.
Well, because you know, I still haven't had any verification of life. Like, I still have not heard from her. Like, no sign of life at all in 8 months.
Okay.
She hasn't been on social media. Well, she hasn't reached out to any of her friends. Nobody.
So I can tell you that I did talk to her counselor this week, and her counselor did see her last week, so I know she's alive and well.
But I don't know. I'm her mother. I don't know. So there's a big difference between you knowing and me knowing.
Okay. So,
Okay.
Did you get the order that I sent you regarding what I believe is the current custody arrangement?
The last order, yes.
That was the order to be in February 3rd.
February 3rd?
The preliminary.
Oh, the okay.
Order.
I know why I didn't have it. Because they had that hearing without me. Now, that makes sense now.
What the order says. I'm just here to let you know what it says and where I feel like we are procedurally. And procedurally, this order says that you have no order in court. And I don't see any further order in place. So that's why I think when we spoke yesterday that I'm trying to do something to get you and Delilah connected. And I understand your frustration because So, let's talk about...
So, when will I be able to speak to her and get verification of life from Delilah?
Well, as I told you, I submitted that order to the judge to try to get something going. So, it gets put in place. And I understand...
Well, I just need a phone call. That's all. One phone call. That's all I need.
Okay.
I need to make sure she's okay and nothing's happening to her.
Okay. And I will work on getting that done as soon as possible, okay? I'd like to get it done today, but I'm working on it. So, Angela, tell me... I guess we're really way past that. We really just want to talk about Delilah. And can you explain to me
you're breaking up. I'm sorry.
Why?
What'd you say? Why it flipped?
Can you hear me okay?
You're breaking up a bit. What I feel the reason the custody flipped?
When it flipped. Not as it is now, but there was a time back.
Oh, that was in August, after trial?
Yes.
That's when that flipped, in August. What do you mean? Tell you about what happened? I feel that Zellweger was biased. Like, she favored James. She wasn't happy because I didn't jump when she said I didn't say how high when she said jump. She was threatening me with jail from February of 2020 all the way up until she actually put me in jail. So, and took my kid from me. She was threatening me for a year. She was going to take my child from me. So, you know, that's when it was that February of 2020 when it got nasty. She wrote a letter, a statement of truth to Venus Jackson during that time when she was here. What was that, in December, January, February, around Christmas, because she come home for Christmas and refused to go back to Montana. And that's how all this got started, because she wouldn't go back. She didn't want to go back. Yeah, no, she came home. What had happened was, she was, she moved out with her dad. We did all that. She was there 6 months. You know, there was some problems during that time where he didn't put her on a flight and cost me all kinds of money, and then was trying to leave town when I went to go visit her. But I went and I sat on his house really early before he could leave, so I could take her for that weekend, because I was allowed a weekend every month. So the first 2 months, I get a plane ticket. He won't put her on the flight. Second time, I go out there, so he can't do that to me again. I go out there, and he leaves. Like, he's trying to leave, telling me they're going to go out of town, and he was trying to leave out of town. When I seen him, because I kind of, fell asleep in the car, because, he leaves early for trips sometimes, so I know I had to be there really early. Huh?
You keep breaking up.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Do you want to do this over the phone?
It doesn't matter. I could maybe go upstairs. Is that better? Let's see. Let me try this way. Let me see if the internet thing's over this way, so that might help. So I was sitting there when they were trying to pack up. He was going to leave town with Delilah, and he wasn't going to allow me my weekend with her. And so then he set me up on the way, giving her back to him. He didn't show up to the place when I went to drop her off. He never showed up. And then hours later, he showed up and took a picture and said I was here and that I didn't show up. But I'd already been there and left. And then he waited. This is in, October, November. Yeah, so, because she was supposed to come home for Halloween. It was the weekend of Halloween. She really wanted, I bought her a costume, and she really wanted to be here with her friends. Because she's been with me all her life. She's been in the same school district since kindergarten. She was starting high school. One thing I've always, her dad left. So the thing I try to keep consistent, we might have lived in a bunch of houses in Afton, but we stayed in the same school district. I've always kept the school district, her friends, her teachers, her, what she knows every day, where she goes every day. I always kept that stable, solid for her. That was, if nothing else, that I would do that, And so she's been in the same school since she started school. So that really would bum me out when she had, freshman year, because I went to Afton, so, and she was a cheerleader. She didn't get to cheer last year. She's not been on the choir these you know, I don't know if she is this school year because I haven't talked to her, but last year I know she didn't sing in the choir. I mean, there's just all these things that she did that she hasn't gotten to do, you know, that I know of. Last year she didn't even really, I don't even know how she finished school because I don't know where she went. But I know they pulled her out of her school. So I don't know. I don't even know if she passed her freshman year. So that's kind of a bum deal. And not getting able to go buy a prom dress and stuff right now, that's a bum deal. That bums me out because those are some of my favorite memories with my mom, you know, like those dances and stuff. So I'm a little bummed out. But so then around November, I guess it had to be because it was Halloween when she was going to come home. I went out there. And so he was trying to leave town beforehand, and then he set me up. He wasn't there. We went back to our room. He wouldn't answer his phone. We went to sleep, and before we could even wake up the next morning, he called and had police knocking on my hotel door saying I didn't return to Lila. So that kind of sucked. So, you know, that don't look good. But, I mean, he was on probation for domestic violence when they gave her to him. He kept taking her to his father's house, and he's a level 3 sex offender that, you know, scares Delilah. Delilah's, you know, not very comfortable around him. What else? There was other things that was going on. Oh, the stepsister gave her a safe house, huh? Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry. I love my daughter and I like to talk about her, so it makes me happy because that's like all I'm holding on to now is just, I haven't talked to her. Yeah. His stepdaughter and his wife, the daughter, that's what I was going to tell you, the daughter, the last incident that happened, she sent us some recordings and they wouldn't accept the recording at trial, you know, and I was self-representative, so, you know, by that point, what was I going to do? And the stepdaughter made recordings of James and his wife fighting. They fight, like, all the time. I know this because James broke my back while I was pregnant. Broke my nose when I was holding Delilah. I mean, he's abusive. And I know this for a fact because I lived with it for 6 years and I said no more. If I'm not happy, Delilah won't be happy. That's the way I looked at it. So we split. So Delilah don't remember too much of that. You know how the brain blocks trauma out, you know, to keep you safe. Oh, yes. All this was known at trial. All of this was known at trial. The stepdaughter. She's a couple years older than Delilah, so Delilah's 15. I know she's out of high school and on her own now, so she's probably like 18 or 19 years old. But they had a good relationship. She's a sweet girl, from what I know of her. Ariana, they call her Ari. She's a sweet little girl. I talked to her, and now that she's out of the house and she's not being manipulated to think that I'm this bad person and she shouldn't talk to me, she talks to me now. She's like, I only got a hold of her through Facebook. You might want to ask James. So that's, you know, when I can catch her there. No, what she did, she fled the house and went to a safe house and waited for her dad to come from Arizona all the way up to Montana to get her. And then when she left, she gave the address to Delilah and told her, here is an address to a safe house in case you need it. And this was known at trial, too. I brought this to the GAL's attention, all of them. I do. It's Will Banks is the last name. It come to me. Will Banks is the last name, yeah. I know it from seeing it on Facebook. If you give me a second, I'll drum it up. Because I've never spoke to him. I don't know him or anything. Yeah. Yeah. She just says that he drinks when he's drinking, he's mean, And that she messaged me not too long ago and told me he was drinking again. So, I don't know. She don't even talk to her mom now because of the manipulation and the gaslighting and just the mind, the tomfoolery with the mind all the time, that she don't even speak to them. And she's been gone, well, that since at least that trial date in August of last year. She said her dad's helping her heal. That her mom used to do a lot of this court stuff with her dad when she was growing up, like constantly taking him and doing, because a lot of this is coming from the stepmom, you know, which it does a lot. But I mean, from day one, it was like she kidnapped my kid once. They come down here and kidnapped her, forged documents, and she's got forgery charges. So, you know, that's why I was like, I don't think this letter was from Delilah. Just because the way it was, when you pulled it into the PDF file and the way it broke down, some of it was images and some of the words came off the paper and some of them did. I don't believe that it was a letter from my daughter. And then the way it was talking was a little different. I don't believe my daughter doesn't want to talk to me like they keep telling me. I mean, if you would have heard how adamant she was. I mean, I went to jail in contempt because she wouldn't go back, you know, but I didn't blame her. You know, I really, and that's where, you know, Zellweger kept getting mad. I'm like, I can't blame, this is my daughter we're talking about. I'm not going to just send her into abuse when she never was there before. And she testified in court, told him she didn't want to live there. It didn't matter. Oh, I have it. Yeah, I have it. Where's my mouse? So this is, she wrote this right before we went in, was it before the first hearing on the 29th of January? She wrote it maybe in between one of those hearings or before the 10th, before we went in and they forced her into the mental hospital. My poor baby. And then they started giving her drugs, and I don't, you know, they put her in there, wouldn't let me see her, barely would let me talk to her, but charged my insurance. That's how that goes, right? I'm not good enough to, you know, have my kid, but I'm good enough to pay the hospital bills. It's ridiculous. Do you want me to send this to you? I have so many documents from this case. I know, Sammy. Still in the same house. I'm still here where I've always been. Just my boyfriend. We've been together for like almost 2 years now. Huh? Almost 2 years now. Yeah. He's been here at least a year. I've known him since high school. Delilah loves him. Yeah. She's met him. She's like, you keep this one. She's never told me that before. But she did say that about Kyle. Yeah, she's been around Kyle. Yeah, yeah. Ort Ball. O-R-T-B-A-L. Ort Ball. Yeah, he's the only one you'll ever know. There's not another one. There's one Kyle Ort Ball. It's funny. Okay, I'm trying to find it. Well, I wish my files, I didn't save them so terribly. Let me try this thing. You know, I've spent all this time trying to organize these things. I still can never find them when I need them. Get in here. Because they were trying to, they were forcing her. I mean, they were calling and threatening, like, her dad and her stepmom were calling here and telling her stuff like, it don't matter, you're going to come back here, you live with us now. You know, you are coming back here. And she's like, I'm not happy there. I'm suicidal there. I'm depressed. I'm lonely, you know. There's a whole phone call of it back and forth that we recorded, that I recorded, and she's like, your mom's going to go to jail. She's running out of time, you know, and, like, telling her that I'm going to go to jail if she doesn't do what she's being told, which I did. But I told her that it was okay, that I would go to jail as long as I knew she was okay for now and as long as I could keep her okay, because I don't know what James is doing. Well, no, I asked her to write a letter of truth so that they knew. I had her go into her room, and I said, I want you to write a letter of truth to your GAL before we ever get into court so that they know that this is how you're feeling, because, you know, Zellwood was threatening me with jail. Everybody was threatening me with jail, you know? And I'm like, and I kept telling her, stand up, don't have, because what her dad would do to her would be whatever he was doing to make her uncomfortable. Like, grooming her or whatever. I wasn't there. I was just getting the phone call. So I just told her to tell her counselor at school. I didn't know what else to do because the distance is so far. So I can't, I don't see anything. I don't know. I don't have firsthand knowledge. I just know what my daughter told me. And the last piece of advice my mom gave me before she died was, always believe your daughter, Angie. Always believe your daughter. And I've held on to that last bit of advice from my mom. And that's what I did. I believe her words. So. No, she hadn't been in counseling yet. He hadn't put her in counseling yet. And she never needed really counseling here, except for when, just things to deal with her dad. And I tried to take her once. And her dad didn't want to sign the papers. He said he had to protect himself. And then he lied on the paperwork when he originally filed in 2019 about the counselor and said that he signed her up and I only took her to one visit because they wouldn't tell me what she said to the counselor. But I've missed two appointments and couldn't pay what I missed, so I couldn't take her back because her and I both fell asleep. Like, I was like, how are we both going to do that after school? It was a counselor over here on Tesson Ferry by my house. We only went once. I don't remember the counselor's name. But some of my concerns, I didn't like what she had to tell me the one visit, but I've never told James what she told me, what she, you know, possibly could be. But she only went once. I only talked to the lady once. Delilah only talked to her once. We missed the next two appointments, and I couldn't afford. She never went back, huh? But I don't remember the doctor's name. Mm-hmm. And she was in this office. I know where her office was on Tesson Ferry. It was by the old soccer house. That's not the soccer house no more. Like Lindbergh and Tesson Ferry, kind of down, a little bit down Tesson Ferry, but before Lindbergh. Right there in that little plaza. There's a little... You know what? This was so many years ago. I don't remember. Well, no, well, it was like when she was like, we lived here, so it was in the last 5 years. So it had to be like when we right when we moved in, because she come back that summer before. She come back and she was different. Something was different. Something was wrong, and I knew it. And I didn't know what it was. I still really don't know what it was. But she didn't sing for a year. that bothered me a lot. And she started asking about gay women a lot. That's why that was part of what the counselor was about. And her dad kidnapped her. His wife come down here and kidnapped her from my dying mom. And lied to Delilah, brainwashed her, made her write this letter, did all this stuff. I don't know. She's not really opened up. Me and Dee are close. We're close. But there's just some things, you know, that you're not always comfortable with mom telling mom. So there's some things I know she just has kept from me. She didn't see a counselor last fall that I know of. Oh, when she was at her school. Yes, there's a school counselor out in Montana, and I told her to go and talk to the counselor. He's cut me off from that school. Like, they won't nothing. He's made sure. He's told them all kinds of craziness. I can't get any of it. Thank you. I appreciate that. That's been kind of frustrating. Like, it's just crazy. Like, this is my kid, right? Because he walked out. He left her at 6. You know, he didn't come back for a year to see her. Like, he walked out. That's like my baby, you know, and she's been with me all this time. Like, when we split and I was crying for her because that's the only dad she gets, and he moved back to Arizona. He didn't stick around. I was so sad for her. And she would put her little arm around me and she goes, "We're better off this way, Mom." I'm like, the wisdom in a little kid. I mean, she was like 6 or 7 at the time. I'm like, you know, just the little kid makes your mind just a little like, wow, you're right. Because he was abusive and he was mean, and, you know, she didn't need to grow up that way. So she's not used to fighting like that, what they do in their house. That's what I hear. I don't know, because nobody was showing me any drug tests. And then the doctor lied to me and said they couldn't test levels, so I don't know. And she was out of my care. I don't know Delilah to be on drugs. Like, I don't know of her to be that, like that. I could see the pot, but the methamphetamine, no freaking way, dude, no. I mean, you know, she's that age where they're 15, going through stress at, you know, house, school. I could see her, like, wanting to try something like that. But she's not, like, on drugs that I know of. But she's been with her dad this last year. I've barely had her this last year. I'm disappointed about that. Huh? Yeah, I took their drug test. I have a medical marijuana. I smoke pot, and I told them pot's gonna come up. I don't have $300. I'm telling you what's in my system. I took their hair follicle. It come back negative. I mean, they took 7 inches of my hair. Yeah. I have that paperwork too. So that's why I'm saying I don't know. I could see her trying, like, you know, smoking pot. I could see that. Really, I could. I'm not going to even lie. Like, just because of all the, because, you know, she was getting the migraines every day since all this started, like, every single day, which James never took her back to the doctor. They wanted to test for MS, and her doctor's appointment fell while she was in on the summer with him. He never taken her, and to my knowledge, she still has not taken her back to the neurologist. I don't know when she was in the hospital. I told the doctors there that she missed a neurology appointment to really look at that with her headaches and stuff. But they were just more worried, I think, about drugging her. Like, they just started putting her on drugs. And I know they've been giving her pills. I would never let them do that. I would have tried something more like meditating and letting the energy flow and letting go of anxiety or what, however you're feeling first before I ever would have put her on pills. Yes.
And I'm asking this for you, and whatever information you know about that today. The first question is,
it's bad. He's got assault with a deadly weapon, burglary.
Wait.
Oh, me?
I want to talk first to you, then dad.
Oh, I don't have a record.
Have you been arrested?
Oh, I do. I have this stuff with the judge going on where I'm looking at 7 years, but other than that, I was a process server for the courts for 20 years. I couldn't have a wreck. I would lose my license, you know? Like, speeding tickets maybe, you know, that... Yeah, no, criminal, though, I only have this one thing hanging over my head. I've never been in trouble. Never been in rehab, never, nothing. Like, you know, I was running my own business. He does have a criminal record, and I pulled his record, there's burglary charges, marijuana charges, paraphernalia, assault with a deadly weapon, defacing. I might be getting him and his brother kind of confused because they have about the same kind of criminal history. Burglary, and then, is it battery, assault with a deadly weapon, defacing, or that might be David, but, I mean, they're one in the same, kind of. Arizona, I'm not sure if any of them were here in Missouri. I know they were in Arizona, but he's got charges in Montana that I can't find anywhere, which makes me wonder why, because he had that ankle monitor on for 2 years. Why can't I find the dang record? All the way up until August of this year or something like that. He had one on it, I think, during court. Or he just got it taken off. It was for 2 years he had that thing. Domestic violence. For that, it says it in the judgment. They mention it in that judgment. That there was a dispute, he was on, but he's working on his temper. We believe him, he's credible. I was like, what? I mean, it didn't make sense. It was kind of crazy. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I pulled records. I have his, David's, and the mom, the stepmom's. I smoke marijuana. I have a medical marijuana card. Other than that, I don't drink. I smoke cigarettes, but James drinks. I do know that. He used to smoke pot. We smoked. I did a lot. Like, I'm 42 now, so I don't know. Maybe I'm just getting older. getting ready to be 43. I don't know. Like, I just... Yeah, I don't know. I just don't really drink anymore. I used to drink a lot. At least a beer every day, but... No, not much in the last couple years, huh? Yeah, just now... I just stopped drinking. I don't know. Just older. I was focused on... I was running a business. I guess I was just focused on that until COVID hit. Well, we used to smoke pot together, so I know he smokes pot. He's never done any other drugs that I know of, really. He just pot, but he drinks, and he drinks heavy, and it gets bad. The drinking does. He gets violent. Yeah. A 2x4 every night, like a 24-ounce can of beer. At least one or two every night after work. I don't know how he drinks now. We've been split for so long now, like 7 years, 8 years. So I don't know what his habits or anything are like at this point. And he's lived so far away this whole time. Oh, here it is. Lila's statement of truth. I found it. No, I don't know. I don't know anything like that. I've never been to a doctor for my mental health. I've never been on medicine. I thought I was going to lose my mind once when my mom was dying. And then after she passed, you know, that takes you to a place when you lose your mom. I was really, really close with my mom. But I found a way through, like, meditating and journaling, like, writing things down and forgiving, you know, people and just letting go of the anger and just anything that wasn't of positive energy. I've learned to let that just go. Like, I wrote about not hating James a lot. Like, every time I would write, well, I cannot hate him. I can't put that energy out there. You know, and I've worked on really trying not to have, like, hatred in my heart for him because of all the stuff he's done, especially this last year with everything. He's displaced, Delilah's been displaced for the last year, and there was no reason for it at all, you know? But he did it anyway. I think he did it just because I didn't think he could. I didn't think he could get her. I didn't think they would ever, why would they take her? I think that part, I don't know. Huh? He's a narcissist. I mean, he's abusive, he's mean. He broke my back while I was pregnant with Delilah. I had to go through that. And then he would come in and he'd put his hands on me, and I would, you know, go to push him off. He'd call the cops and I spend the night in jail one time, like when I was like 6 months pregnant, because I was trying to block him from coming in. And he had the marks to call the cops on me. That was stupid. But they arrested me because he called and he hadn't, like, for me pushing on him. But that was back in Phoenix. And I had a broken back at the time. And I was, like, 6 months pregnant. And I lost my house and I had to move out all by myself, like, with one person and carry my furniture out. It was awful. But you know, he's always, when we were together, he was always a good dad with Delilah. I can't say that he wasn't a good dad. When he's a good dad, he's a good dad. But when he's doing crap like this, like what he's doing now, I don't find him to be being a good dad. He thinks he's thinking about Delilah, but he's not. Now, if I would have been the one that would have found her with a dirty drug test, I too would have taken the steps that she would have needed. Like, I didn't know. I didn't know, but I have a recording with James, a year earlier where he's trying to say she's on drugs, and I'm asking him, well, do you know something I don't know? Like, you know? And he's like, no, like, I don't know, he's playing stupid, and told the judge she was on drugs. I'm like, she's not on drugs. So I don't know if that was, I said, you're trying to just say this, you take her. Like, we had this whole conversation about his narrative and his story that he was going to spin, that he was going to, oh. So I found that recording the other day, and I was like, sure enough, only took him a year to do it. Yeah, it's what I'm doing right now. I've lost it again, dang it. Oh, there it is. Okay, I sent it. No, he's in Arkansas now. That kid's smart. They didn't say they were taking her down there, and he picked her up for the summer, and she thinks they're going to Montana. And she heard the GPS, and it said they were going south, and she's like, south? We don't go south. We go north. So she Google searched her location and seen that she was on the border by Arkansas, and she texted me flipping out because she didn't know she was going down there. She didn't know what was going on. She's like, what is going on? She was scared. She texted me, and like Venus Jackson was mad about it. That she texted me before she said something to her dad about it because she was flipping out. I don't know. Venus tried to treat, they all just try to treat me like the villain. I definitely got picked as the one to be, you know, whatever. This wasn't on accident. This was well planned out. I think, like, just little things, like, and Kathleen Shaw would be like, so we have something to proceed upon, and, I mean, you can just the inflection in her words, and Zellweger would answer her, yeah, no, you'll have this to proceed upon in case, you know, that what they were talking about, taking my kid right in front of me. This is, we got this, and if we don't have this in place, we have this in place, and either way, we're golden. This is all in front of me. I'm like, you know, that's crazy. I knew there was nothing I could do. Not with me, I don't know. They said that a guy come in, talked to Delilah, and I don't know, Venus Jackson wouldn't tell me anything. That they talked to both of them, did an interview of them, and I think closed the case. But then there should have been two or three more reports go in from St. Louis. There should have been from two different states, because when she come home, we called and reported. I had her call and report here because she come home, and now I have her. Now I know I can help, you know, deal with things. I can't do anything from out there. And then she disclosed at the hospital, and she disclosed to Venus Jackson. I mean, there should have been three cases coming across the desk, but nobody ever called me. Oh, yeah, that's when Zellweger forced her into... They talked about it. The doctors talked about it. She told him that he was touching her when she got there. She told Zellweger in the courtroom. She wrote this letter to Venus Jackson. We called CPS when she was here before any of these court dates. Delilah's told Zellweger three different times on three different hearings. The 29th, the February 5th, and February 10th. And she even told her in the courtroom, I don't understand why you're going to make me go with a child molester. She said it, like, in the courtroom. And she goes, well, your mom's going to jail, and you'll have nowhere else to go but home with your dad. Because I'm going to lock your mom up. I mean, she was threatening her, using me as a tool. Fear took all her security from her that day in the courtroom. I watched all security just be ripped from my daughter. People can just take her, and I can't do nothing, and there's nothing I, you know, and people can just touch her, and they'll just force her back there, and where she's uncomfortable, and she doesn't want to be. And I'm sitting there going, stand up for yourself. Let your voice be heard, because he would do this stuff to her and then look at her and go, well, what are you going to do about it? Cry? That's what he would say to her because she would tell him, please don't do that. You're making me feel uncomfortable. Like, whatever she's saying here in this letter. I know it on face level, it don't look like much. But when you take yourself to a 14-year-old girl and this is how your dad's making you feel, and then he doesn't make your words feel validated. He doesn't validate what you're telling him, and then tries to make you feel like you have no voice, that, you know, you can't voice yourself, because that's our weapon. That's our, you know, this armor, put on your suit of armor, right, of God, and, you know, that's your weapon, is your voice. It's what you have, right? And this is the things I've taught her, for him to just be like, what are you going to do about it? Cry, and make her feel, what's the word I'm looking for? Not valid, you know, just take all validation of just basically a human away from her by saying that to her, not caring that she's telling him, you're making me uncomfortable, I don't like what you're doing. I don't know, I found it to be really mean. Now the wife has been in rehab, and I think she's got some problems. I know her mom's been in and out of the psychiatric ward. I think she's been out of it too. And there's something about her that makes me really worried. She's got like 4 or 5 different last names, and she's lived in like 15 different cities or something. I don't know. That to me just makes me worry. Yeah, and then, I don't know, I was finding, I don't know, I'm not, I'll just be quiet about that.
When Judge Zellweger signed this, application of an attorney judgment back in August,
I got that on a Sunday morning email to me, a cop at my door at noon telling me I better have my daughter on the plane, and my daughter was supposed to be on a plane by 6. How does he get a cop to come to my door and tell me I better have my daughter? This is all civil, domestic. Like, what the heck? But no, cops come knocking on my door, making sure I was packing her up, and I got the orders, and that I was going to have her to the airport at 6 o'clock that night. That was, like, what? Oh, my God. Like, we went to church. I hadn't even read the order all the way through. We just got back. But it was weird that it was emailed to me on a Sunday. Yes. Yeah, when COVID started. Right, but I had 2 lawyers up to that. I got rid of my second lawyer because he was trying to help Zellweger take my kid. Huh? Jerry Jaco was yelling and screaming at me in the courtroom. Where is she? We're sending cops to go get her right now. I'm like, you're not taking her. I mean, they were screaming. She was threatening to put me in prison, and they had me in the back corner of the courtroom, and like sitting there like cornered, basically. Jerry and his little assistant, and they're screaming at me. They're taking her. They're taking her right now. Where is she? And I'm thinking, he didn't say a word when we were in front of the judge. And then she calls him to the back. He comes out of the back screaming at me about, where's my kid? They're sending cops over there to get her. James, I find out, on the phone calling my family to see who to go pick her up, because he's getting ready to come to town to take her from me. I'm in the courtroom in a corner being screamed at. I'm like, I mean, they were mean. I don't want, myself personally, I don't want to communicate with James. Lila can have whatever kind of relationship she wants with him. If she doesn't want a relationship after all this stuff and she gets to come home, which, you know, I don't feel like I'll ever get her back, because that would be admitting that Zellweger was wrong, and God forbid, you know, she admits that and lets my daughter be happy. But I never stopped him. Whatever kind of relationship she wants to have with him, she can have. I mean, even at trial, because I have the CDs, I didn't even really realize I was being that passive, but I'm like, I'm not even here to fight. Like, I don't even know why we're here. If Delilah wants to live with him, Delilah can live with him. If Delilah doesn't, then she stays home. I mean, what happened to family vote? I even asked him that. two against one. I mean, where's the family vote in this? She's 14, she's 15 now. The child does not want to live with him. There was nothing that they found me unfit. They didn't find me the unfit. What they said was I don't follow court orders and that I wouldn't give Delilah and James a meaningful relationship, that I wouldn't allow him to keep seeing her. I've never not allowed him to see her, but he has kept her from me for 8 months now. Solid 8 months of not knowing where that child is. Put her in a mental ward just to get her from me. No, I want her to come home. She needs to come home. That baby needs to come home. She needs to come back. She has not talked to her best friend in 8 months. That little girl is cutting her arms. She needs to call her friends. He needs to allow her. Oh, and he's calling and I just got an email or a Facebook message. He's harassing her friends on her phone still. Some girl I've never even met said that her dad they message and mess with these kids all the time. I don't know, but I just got an email that he's still harassing them. She said she'd send me like some screenshots, but I don't know if she's even gotten my message because I don't know how much she gets on Facebook. But I don't even know this girl. This wasn't one of the ones that would come around. But yeah, he does that kind of crazy stuff. Yeah.
Dad's modification. Okay, so he filed a complaint to modify back in January.
After my motion to retrial or remodify that she denied. So she denied my retrial, whatever it is that they came up with and filed. I just felt like it was another way of taking money from me because she denied it. I held his money and then she won't even modify for me. But then he turns around and this is in December, and in January, he files to modify, and she wouldn't file any of my court papers for nine months now. Like, the courts won't file for me. They've even mailed back papers to me and told me they wouldn't file for me. I've gotten a really bum deal through family court. But it all says the same thing. Every piece of it's just repetitive. It's nothing more, nothing different. Well, they didn't hear my last one. They just ignored it and let him file. They never, still to this day, never heard it. And that one's almost a year old. Yeah. They wouldn't file it. I typed one up after that because I figured that out, you know, because I was representing myself. I figured out the child protective order wasn't going to work. Like, that was doing me no good. But I'm just a mom, right? And they say get an order of protection. Like, people say it all the time. So, you know, I'm reaching, just reaching to get what I can. And then I found out, and I typed up a TOR. It should be on the record in court that day. I told her that she said that Kathleen had motions, that Venus had no motions. She checked and made sure that she didn't have any motions that the court needed to look at. And I go, I have motions that I want to present. And she said, we don't have time. We're not going to hear any of your motions today. But you can file all those at the end of this hearing with my clerk, and we'll be happy to file those for you. Well, she knew she was going to arrest me. She knew I was going to jail. She knew I never was going to get that chance to do that. And I never to this day got to file those paperwork, any of that paperwork. I had one to stop his TRO, one to put one in place that where it really needed to be. I had paperwork to recuse the her and the GAL off my case because of the way they were treating me. Miss Jackson didn't like me. Zellweger didn't like me, and it was very well shown and known. Kathleen Shaw don't like me. They don't like me, and it was me against all three of those women in that courtroom. It really was. It was like being in the belly of the beast. It was really, they were nasty. And the person who's suffering through all this, now I can handle that, is my daughter, is the one that's suffering through it all. I'll listen. Well, then I'll talk to her. You know, like, I want to see and be, I want to be able to see and talk. There's no reason we can't. It's emotions. It wasn't pride, it's just like, I guess it is pride, but it was just all at once. I mean, this is 8 months of building, and then finally here it is. You know, you show up, and now I'm talking, you know, and it's like, okay, so maybe some change, some momentum in a better direction can happen. Hope, you know, you always have hope, right? And so all that, all of it comes flooding back. I mean, my quality of life has gone to shit. Like, it's shit. You know, I'm afraid to go out my house because I'm afraid they're going to kidnap me again because they came with no warrant and snatched me up and put me in jail. You know, like, I'm afraid to walk out my door because she'll send her flying monkeys after me. That's how it feels, you know. And then my daughter's not here. I'm afraid to do anything because, I mean, they just want to put me in jail. She just wants me in jail. Okay. Well, who's saying that it has to be supervised? Whose rule is that? And that was because she's just being mean. But whose rule is it at this point? Is it the new judge saying that I have to have supervised visit? Is it you saying that, or her dad?
Well, I just think we're going to have a better chance if we started out with supervised, because
that's the game, that's how this goes. It's all a play, I know. It's just it's the way you guys generate money. Who's going to test it? Like, James is going to try to say something?
Right now, the only way I can get past this war that took place, the only way I can get connected with Lila is by agreement.
Okay? I don't see why it has to be supervised. I don't see why it has to be supervised. And if this isn't like pride, this is just like, I really truly don't understand what's going on, like why it's like this or how it got here. It just doesn't make sense to me. I'm just having a hard time just wrapping my brain around it because it doesn't make sense. So if it don't make sense, how do I wrap my brain around that and absorb that? It's weird. I want to send you, I'm going to send you those things about their records, but I also want to send you this email to the school and what he did with the school. Yeah, tell me I couldn't get her records, all this stuff, and then forward me his emails that he wrote the school. So I want you to see what he's doing. So I was going to forward you that too. I'm just trying to think of the email it was under. The guy's name, because the counselor referred me to the SOR office, some kind of officer on the school or something, and he sent me the messages, because I was going, I'm like, but it's my, I still have my parental rights, like, by law, I still should be able to get these records, even if he's got her, I should still be able to, are you denying me that? And he's like, yeah, so I just stopped with it, I wasn't going to fight no more. Because he had me taken off all the stuff where I know what her grades are, all of it. Like, they have me locked out of everything. I've never done anything like that ever to him. If he wasn't on something or didn't, it's because he didn't take the initiative to find out or get his name on. I mean, he lived here 6 years, she's been in the same school, so he was on in the beginning, you know, and then he moved away and that was told. But he never, you know, so because he tried to say stuff he wasn't on, like, school records. But you were, but you moved away and then you never bothered to put anything on, especially when you moved to Montana. I'm not changing records for you. I'm not doing that. That's not my job. I just need a sign of life. I just need her to call me and let me hear her. So, because that is what this is about. Like, that is my problem. I have no confirmation. I don't know if they're trafficking her. I don't know what he's doing with her. Did you read the letter he gave me, the last letter before she disappeared, right? Since she's disappeared? I mean, it's the craziest letter ever. I don't know. I don't remember. Hi, I hope things are well. As you know, Delilah is in a drug rehab in Wyoming. Delilah has also going into extensive therapy for 4 months now. You may not, this is the one after. The doctor calls and tells me that Delilah doesn't know she's leaving, but the uncle, who allowed her to be released to the uncle from the children's hospital? He's got just as bad of record. He's no good. So I don't know who allowed the children to release her, but I get a call from the doctor that says, Delilah doesn't know she's leaving. You can't talk to her. When she's on her way, she could basically, this is, you know, just my little narrative of it. She don't know she's going. The uncle had some time, and we're moving really quickly. We got to do this real fast. And when Delilah gets on her way, we'll have her call you. But she don't know she's leaving, but we're doing this real quick. We got to move this real quick. That was the weirdest, craziest, scariest phone call ever. My daughter was gone. I don't even know if she was in the hospital when he called me. She could have already been on a plane, gone. I didn't get to talk to her. I didn't get to see her. Then I went to jail, sat in jail for 2 weeks. By the time I get out, I finally connect with her, and she's in Phoenix with David. David's got all these drug charges and all these battery charges, and I know who David is. And I'm like, who in the hell released her to a third party knowingly, though, that they were taking her to Arizona? I don't live in Arizona, and her dad don't live in Arizona. Nobody lives there. Then I finally get to talk to her. The day they move her, I get a phone call from her. She says, Mom, they're moving me. And I said, where are they moving you? And she don't say anything. I'm like, what, you can't tell me? And she's like, no. I'm like, I'm going to get a lawyer. I'm going to get you back home. Click. The phone hung up. I have not heard from my daughter in 8 months. How do I know she's not? We all know the crap that's going on in the world today. And it's happening to a lot of kids. A lot of kids are getting trafficked. A lot of kids are getting killed. It's happening. It's everywhere. How do I know? I don't trust him. I mean, he's got a deviant sex side of him. Like, yeah, no, he's sick. Like, he's got sick habits. But then he sends me an email and tells me Delilah's going into this rehab. Nobody can call her. Nobody can communicate with her, only by letters, and that'd be to a P.O. box, but I don't have that P.O. box address, so I'm not going to give you a P.O. box address. And nobody can say when she's allowed to leave there. Only her doctors can say when she can leave. And nobody, that she can't have no contact with anybody. That was it, 8 months. I haven't heard from my daughter. That, what? Well, how do you... Are you... Yeah, you know they're under a class action lawsuit for child trafficking. God damn it, I knew she was there. I sent them for records. They lied to me. They wouldn't give me that child's records. They are under a class action lawsuit. You know this little girl got stuck there a year? They wouldn't let that little girl leave. There was one little girl. She turned 18, and they lied to her parents, said she wanted to be there, and they don't give them any communication. They... Oh, my God. They... They do a lot of mean stuff to the girls there. Holy crap. I mean, I was just in tears listening to some of these girls' stories now, you know, because people start coming forward and they have this lawsuit going on for child trafficking. Huh? In Wyoming at the Trinity Teen Solution. That's not in Arizona. That's in Wyoming. They're in the middle of nowhere. They're using those girls for ranch hands. They're trafficking them. I talked to the lawyer on that that lawsuit. The school that, I guess that school she was, that online school they do that's not even credited. Oh my God, they would just, oh my God, my poor daughter. No wonder she hasn't called me. They really do mess with them girls. I dug into them. I dug into them deep. Yeah, they're under, they're right now under, oh my God, there's a whole group of people that just started to, that came together, like there's trauma bonding, I'm sorry, there's so many of them that they've got this group now on Reddit, they're trauma bombing. Did I unmute? Oh, you muted me? I did it. I'm sorry, I didn't. But there's so many of them. There's a whole group of them that are getting together, like trauma bonding, and supporting one another. I found videos on. Yeah, that's bad news. I can't believe he would put her there. So he don't know what happened to him. They sleep on the floor until they get out of that level one with a watcher, whoever they hire, some who God knows who. They hire, and that woman or man sits there and watches them sleep on the floor in level one. They, oh my God, they don't have bathrooms. They're in these cabins. Thank God she was there when it was warm. They tie them with leashes around their neck. They humiliate them. They use a lot of humiliation. Oh, man. That video... This is what I've read, this is what I found out, and I know I talked to the lawyer that's on that class action lawsuit, trying to help me figure out if my daughter was there because I was having a hard time, because I hired a private investigator to find her, because I don't know what James is doing with her, and now that he was there, I swear he's in child trafficking, I swear he is, there's too much that just keeps pushing me in that direction, like these emails, when I put these emails in, they just keep coming to, porn sites that are hidden, like they look like astrology sites, and you click on them and it's their porn sites. And the only reason I started looking is because of her, of his wife's handle and that where it went to, and I'm like, the girl next door, not, I'm like, what? And I went, and it's like these, you know, video cam, sex cam stuff, like, and then so then I, and then they have like the same email, like all of them, it was James, her, had the same email, and then that email brought up this other girl's name, and when you look, and she lives, was like a close by somewhere in Bozeman, when you looked her up, it brought up one other dude, and you hit that dude, and that email was one of his associated emails. Now, I know that they put things in emails and don't send them to traffic children. This is one way they do it without people knowing. They'll pull up the email, they'll type it in, and they'll leave it, and everybody's got access to the email, and they'll pull it. So there's no sent emails, there's no trail, and I know they traffic children this way. And some weird dude, I'm sending you it, this thing I have, it's the TNGENZ, like G-E-N-Z, it's on both of theirs, his and his wife. And then you, okay, so that, if you take that email and you put it in your browser and browse it, you'll find porn, all porn, but if they're like hidden, they look like one was an astrology, like look, it, you would assume it would have been an astrology website if you would have hit on it, but when you did, it was the same porn sites kept coming up, and they were weird, they weren't, it wasn't right. I don't mess with stuff like that, so I don't know, how to get through it, but I know enough to put it in the search. It was the handle name that triggered. Terrible. This is why I want to know if my daughter's okay and what's happened to her. This is 8 months now. That's scary. brother started harassing me and doing so much that everything is so bogged down and I can't find nothing in my emails. He was impersonating me on the internet. So, like, I got flooded. I got 300 and something text messages in, like, an hour to, volunteer for these phone banks for, like, politicians all over the country. Like, I 300 text messages in, like, 2 hours, man. He was trying to drive me crazy, and then he keeps sending the cops here and saying I'm suicidal. And the cops keep knocking on the door. Just whatever he can do to, try to get at me. Oh, comp reports. Okay, so I have two on David and James. Do you want both? I have one from Truth Finders, and then I have a comp report on David and Judy that the private investigator got me. I can send them both to you. No, I can't leave town. I'm on a $75,000 cash-only bond. I can't leave state. I mean, when they locked me down, they locked me down. They made sure I couldn't go after. They made sure I couldn't go get her. Zellweger, this is all on purpose. This is retaliation. This is not because I did anything. She didn't like being recorded. That was her problem. Well, she shouldn't say things to a little girl like that, and then she wouldn't have nothing to worry about. I'm pulling that. I got that one. That's what I was saying. I just found Sarissa's thing. I'm sending that over now. Doesn't. That explains it. Okay. Thanks for listening. I just need sign of life for my daughter. Like, that is needed. Like, just one. I don't care if they don't do the supervised visit. I just need one phone call. I just need to know that child is alive. I asked him to send me a recording of her reading the letter I wrote her. He wouldn't do it. I'll write her a little note, record her, send it to me. I mean, I just need to know that child is alive. And she's been too much around this trafficking stuff now, especially at that Trinity team. I need to know that that child is okay. We need to put eyes or hear her. It's like that. So I don't know what they've done with her, especially being there. Okay. Okay. Okay, I really appreciate you listening because that just felt good to get some of that just even off my chest. You know? Right, well, this is my perception of things, so that's my truth. So, thank you. Okay, thank you. You too. Bye. the fuckers.
Solution. Dude, this GAL thought that was in Arizona. They told her it was in Arizona. I'm like, no, that was in Wyoming. Solution.